Canto 22. I have seen horsemen ride before today. They moved camp, they rode out to the attack, they mustered up, and sometimes rode away, flat out in flight, and they did not come back. So, Aretines, I've seen scouts on your land, and raiding parties ride, and seen the clash of tournaments and running jousts, a band of trumpets here, bells there, and then the smash of drums and signals from the castle walls. Flags that I knew, flags that were new to me. But never horsemen moving to the calls of such a strange horn, no, nor infantry, nor ship that sailed by landmark or by star. With these 10 demons, savage entourage indeed we went, but you know how things are. Pray with the saints, drink with the sots. At large my gaze roamed on the layout of the moat, each detail of the pitch and all who burned. Like dolphins when they signal men afloat to save the ship by how their backs are turned above the wave tops and the men take note, so now and then a sinner would arch high his spine to ease the pain, then hide again as quick as lightning. And as frogs will lie still in the ditch of a water's edge or fen, with just their muzzles out, the bulk of their fat bodies out of sight, not just their feet, just so the sinners, noses in the air, were otherwise unseen, but full retreat came only when foul Tanglebeard trod near. And down they went beneath the boiling black. I saw, and still my heart skips from the fear, as when the frogs all dive, yet one holds back, one lingering soul, and dog breath from close to, hooked him by his tarred hair and pulled him out, just like an otter. I already knew the names of all the imps, from the first shout when they were chosen, and from what they'd called each other since. Dog breath, make sure you get your prongs right in there, get some skin, they bawled, in unison, those damned beasts, and worse yet. Master, I said, please tell me if you can, who this poor wretch is, helpless in the hands of enemies? My leader asked the man, who said this. In that loveliest of lands, the kingdom of Navarre, there I was born. My mother put me out to serve a lord, for she had borne me to a wastrel, sworn foe to himself, who reaped his just reward, insolvency. The household of good King Thibault was home to me, and there I gave myself to barratry. The reckoning I pay in the thick heat of this black grave. And then Pigface, his mouth armed like a boar's with twin tusks, stuck one into him and ripped. One mouse and many cats, their wicked paws, for Tanglebeard now held him firmly gripped and said, stand back and let me have him. Then, ask him, this to my guide, if you would learn more from him before he gets shredded when another of my soldiers takes his turn. Therefore my leader said, tell us of those others beneath the pitch. Are any there Italian? He. Just now, from one that knows them well, I parted. Now I'd like to share that black redoubt with him again. No threat from claw and hook. And Slimeball said, that's it. We've had enough. And gaffed his arm to get a muscle free to take like a tidbit, as Guttersnipe aimed low between the legs, whereat their captain, with an ugly look, wheeled on them all, so even they, the dregs, looked almost as if they'd been brought to book, at which my master quickly asked the man, who still gazed at his wound, but who is he, the one you parted from, as you began to say, so as to land unluckily on this shore? And he answered, it was Fra Gomita, from Galura, of all fraud, in each department, the undoubted star. Within his grasp, the worst foes of his lord were so adroitly managed, even they spoke well of him. He said, I took the cash, and they went quietly. In every way, in all affairs, no fuss, and nothing flash. No petty crook, he was a sovereign cheat. Don Michael's Anche keeps him company. The Dons from Logodoro, so they meet on common ground to talk incessantly about Sardinia. I could say more, but look at that one grind his teeth. I fear he wants to scratch my scurf and make it sore. their general turned to Slimeball, standing near, with rolling eyes and poised all set to strike. "Get out of here," he ordered, "dirty bird." "If," said the frightened spirit, "you would like to see or hear of those from Tuscany or Lombardy, I'll bring some here, but get these evil claws to stand back, lest they be a source of fear to those who come. Now let me stand alone and whistle from this spot, and I, just one, will summon seven. So our custom goes when one among our lot gets out." And Dirtbag's cruel face answered no, with lifted snout and shaking head. Aloud, he said, "This is a trick of his, to throw himself down." At which he, so well endowed with stratagem, said, "Yes, I am indeed a trickster, making trouble for my friends." But Dirtbag, though the rest paid the man heed, could not hold back and threatened, "This truce ends if you go down. I will come after you, not galloping, but beating with my wings across the pitch. Now what we ought to do is get down off this peak and settle things against the dike. We'll see if, on your own, you more than match us." Reader, listen now to news of a new sport. He stood alone, with all the demons watching to see how he might jump, and the foremost was the one who'd been the least persuaded. From their dike they watched him, but as he had always done, man of Navarre, he chose his time to strike. Planting his feet, he made a sudden leap and left the marshal standing. They were all consumed with self-reproach, but none could keep his anguish hidden less than he whose call to let the quarry jump had wrecked the game. So he went first and cried, "You're caught!" to no avail, for wings, though quick, are not the same as terror. Down the prey went, and just so the hunter went up with his lifted breast, as instantly the wild ducks go below, and the falcon, vexed at having done its best without result, climbs back where it began with broken spirits. Guttersnipe, annoyed at being tricked but keen to hunt a man, the disappointment left him overjoyed, flew after him, and when he disappeared, turned on Dogbreath right there above the ditch, and clawed him. But hawk's claws are to be feared, and this hawk was full grown. Into the pitch they fell together. Bubbling heat soon seared them free from one another, but they stayed stuck in the glue that had weighed down their wings, till Tanglebeard, sad as the others, made four of them fly across the taint that clings to the far bank, and each with practiced haste, armed with his fork, as if this were a drill, came in to land and was correctly placed on this side or on that. Then, to fulfill the task, they pushed their gaffs out to the pear, baked in their crust. We left them cooking there.